We need an input from the representatives who travel to Dublin every week from this county, because we're all talking about regeneration number one, and here we are cutting off the lifeblood of communities. Now, I don't need to tell anybody we're talking on the other side of it, regeneration programme for rural Ireland and rural Donegal. But you only have to ask the question, where does it start and where does it finish? And I'm of the opinion there's nothing other than words being said. Unless we have action, nothing will happen, and we sit on it all the time and it never goes any further.
In your view then, is the post office almost a symbol of what the rural community is, and what happens to the post office in a sense a symbol of the fate of rural communities and the esteem or otherwise in which rural communities are held?
Look at Milford City at the present time, we'll say. Look at the business and walk to east of the town, do you see how quiet the town has got? And what people are forced to do, and this is a kind of a direction by government, subtle direction, whereby they're applying systems whereby people are nearly forced to move to places like Letterkenny and urban centres. And when you talk on one hand about keeping rural communities alive and so on, we were discussing even a road around Port Salon there. A bus or anything else on it can't get around it. And the other thing, if you meet a camper van, you have to reverse maybe half a mile to let them pass. It's gone beyond a joke. And when you hear people outside Donegal talking about Donegal is a private county, well, that labels us very badly for tourism and other things, even alone. And I would like to see a more positive approach by all concerned, by each and everybody concerned, because schools and everything else will close. I have no doubt about it. Garda Barracks will close, maybe, and other towns as well. And you know the policy, what they're adopting, where there'll be one post office in Fannett as opposed to what 8 used to be in it.
And you believe this is deliberate government policy?
I think it's deliberate government policy to force people. Even planners are advocating, don't build in rural Donegal, build near some town or build somewhere else. That's the way the pattern's going.
Ian, thanks so much indeed.
Do you not think I'm wrong? You think I'm wrong?
I'm not saying you're right or wrong. I'm